Blog Talk Radio.
Your guy, Tree Shaker. We're ready to do another radio show tonight on People Power Radio. Welcome to every one of you. I guess we'll play a little bit of music, and I'll stay informed and keep you informed about tonight's topic. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the importance of self-autonomy, self-religion, self-awareness in the African-American community, and what we need to do to aspire to gain our independence from this wicked government of the United States of America.
Hi, my name is Sandy Jacobs.
So I grew up believing sit back, listen to a little bit more music, and then we're going to talk about the subject tonight.
One day you could end up in a nice house with a long retirement. Well,
yeah, y'all. That's my sister Sade. Welcome, welcome, Sister Maya. We are noticing you coming on tonight. Hello, Rachel, Cindy, Bob, Rob, and Larry, and Joe. Oh, watch out now. I'm going to hit y'all back with a blast in the past from Sade. Got to stick together, hand in glove, y'all. Yeah, boy, I'm fired up and inspired tonight because I'm ready to be mine and be about my big business. Ain't going to be no more playing games, man. Our eyes are wide awake now. That's right. Wake up, Master. Yeah, when you wake up, son, you're going to find you ain't got nothing no more. Straight up. Come on, man. Get stronger, y'all. Come on, man. Just like that. Oh, man. She got me in that spirit, that mood tonight. I'm ready to show out, man. What we're outside is 39 degrees, windy, cold, but yet manageable here in Oklahoma City. Hey, wherever you are today, everybody stay warm, stay cool, stay healthy. Watch out for that wicked, no good, man-made disease called Omicron. Delta variant. Yeah, okay. Recognize Bo Money. Good to see your face there, brother. You too, Wendy. All right. Brother Paul. All right. Y'all bear with me for another minute or two. Just trying to get some last minute reprieve. Answering a few phone calls. But y'all already know how we gonna do it straight like that. Go on, who's that talking? All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm your guy, the Tree Shaker, Michael Washington, right here in Oklahoma City, here at People Power Radio, the radio show where your voice, opinion, and thoughts count. And by any means necessary, we're going to make a change, make a difference, so that others can see that we mean business. Straight up, that's our motto. Change your world and your world will change around you. That's right, the Tree Shaker, Michael Washington, right here tonight, your host with the most, Bob Awitapa, father of many nations. That's right. So get ready, y'all. Tonight we're going to have an interesting topic tonight. We're going to talk about self-autonomy, self-breaking away from this wicked, no-good white supremacist government who's proven already to not have the interests of the African-American people at heart. And we're now going to take our steps, our strides, and do everything that's necessary to gain our independence from this wicked, no-good, decadent, devastating, wicked government that is designed to cripple, maim, and to disrupt the African-American lives, our education, economics, our very livelihood. And so just like God told Moses, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. So Pharaoh, get ready, because like I said, we mean business, and we finna establish our self-autonomy. We finna establish our self-independence, our self-control, our self-mindset, and it's going to be us against you, straight up like that. Again, tonight, y'all, before I call on the guests, let me speak a little bit about a few things that I'd like to get us motivated on before we get started. Number one, for me, though, I feel that we have to know ourselves and get a good sense and feel about who we are. That simply means by any means necessary, you have to feel good about yourself. You have to feel good about what your thoughts, your ideas, your opinions about yourselves are. And as a matter of fact, don't worry about what others think about you, because
They see the glitch in their own eye. And in other words, to try and hide their inadequacies, they'll try to bonify themselves on the auspices or the backbone of others who are in misery and pain themselves, at the same time hide their own. But when they come back to reality, guess what? Their misery, heartache, pain, and suffering is still there as well. I also want to say, too, that let's attain our goals. We can make our goals, we can make them reachable as long as they're reasonable goals, attainable goals, likelihood of making success with it. Let's stay within the realm of realizations, y'all, because if we do it right, we can be hold down. Nothing can top us or stop us. Amen to that. Number three, now listen carefully. We have to be true to ourselves. It is very necessity, it is very needed and very worthwhile, because if you don't include yourself and be true to yourself, you certainly are not going to be truthful to others. And you also want to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, like yourself, who are truthful and who benefits from the auspices, the great mannerisms of someone who thinks, walk, talk, drink, and eat like they do. All right? And number four, y'all, this is just my mindset. I don't care. After that, I finish in a few more, then I'm going to let everybody else speak their own, but this is just my opinion of it. We need to do a lot of studying about the things that matter most in our lives. We need to study positive role models, positive revolutionaries. We need to talk about positive black. We have to have an Afrocentric, my brothers and sisters, listen carefully. We have to have an Afrocentric connection and attachment to our independence from this decadent, vile, wicked government of the United Snakes. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not going to hold it back, hold my punches any longer. I'm calling it the United Snakes of America, and everybody know what a vicious, wild snake would do to you if you let him slither up on you and bite you on your ankle. Don't blame nobody else. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. All right? We've got that point clear. Let me move on to number five. We need to read material from positive people again that motivates us. You know, you got Fred Hampton. You got Marcus Garvey. You got Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, whoever inspired you. Look at how they did things. And don't do as they did, because no one can match what someone else does. I would want to match what somebody else does. I want to match and do what I can do to be the best that I can become. So, again, self-preservation is the first law of nature. And number six, seek to own. Listen carefully, y'all. We cannot do anything if we don't own land, if we don't own a business, if we don't get hiring our own people to keep them out of jail, off the street, homelessness, in prisons. The target is on our backs, y'all. This white decadent government already sees that our independence is strong, vibrant. That's why they want to take a voting rights from us, y'all. They see God's people about to reclaim their rightful throne on earth. Now, we have to become revolutionary. When people talk about being revolutionary, they say, well, man, revolutionary scares me. Okay, no, go look up the definition of from the aspects of the historical perspectives on realization from the African Black Bible. I'm not talking about some damn Bible that somebody else gave you. Let's go to the real roots of where this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in this European Bible come from. It came from your people, my great black people. Listen carefully, man. Don't hold your head down, no doggone more to hell with that shit, straight up. Now, we have to be self-motivating. We have to be revolutionaries. We have to be wise. And we have to have a wise dome, not to have wisdom. Listen carefully, y'all. We're going to unwind that fake lie about wisdom. Ain't no damn wisdom out there. I have a wise dome on top of my head where my brains and mind lie inside of it, okay? We are through with that now. Last one. We have to connect with like-minded individuals who got our back. If we're sleeping, they should be awake. If they're sleeping, we should be awake. We have to be the eyes, the ears, the heart, the hands, the lungs, the feet, and everything else that goes along in that motivational part to be given the recognition that we can make a difference in society's overall greatness and mainstream. All right, brother Bomani, talk to me. I had to say that out there, y'all, to get that out of the way, because, like I said, I was fired up tonight. Sister Sade got me rolling and rocking, and then y'all was coming on here, got me rocking and rolling.
Oh,
so talk
yeah,
to me. What's
I
up,
hear
man?
It. I feel it. I can feel the fire already, bro. What's going on?
Oh, man, I mean it, bro. I'm tired of yeah. Talk to me. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I was I was doing some research, of course. You know, that's one of my, that's what I do. I do my homework. I always give myself homework. I always give myself something to do. And I was checking out what Martin Luther King has said, how he had been wrong about integration and how the Voting Rights Act was not what we needed. It was cheap. It cost them nothing to do that. So he realized that, you know, they only gave that because it wouldn't matter. We didn't have the numbers to change anything with a vote in their system. So what he was looking for was a redistribution of wealth. But again, he was wrong. I know a lot of people ain't gonna like it when I tell you that, you know, our high esteemed brothers who put in so much work were wrong. But you know what? That's what research and critical analysis will do for you. You will be able to see the errors of the ways that came before.
Okay.
Malcolm X, one of my favorites, was wrong. Marcus Garvey, one of my favorites, was wrong. It's okay, as long as we learn the lessons, though. But you can't learn lessons if you don't look for them. I've been doing my research. Malcolm, he didn't have security at the door, checking people for guns. He got shot to death. Martin, he wanted to integrate into the society. He realized that didn't work. They killed him when he changed his mind. Marcus Garvey wanted everybody to go back to Africa. We've been a global people for millennia. That was not the ticket. We're not. You can't put the genie back in a bottle. This is our planet. They have been stealing and destroying our lands, our landmarks, our ancestral burial grounds. They've come in and dug them up. They've stolen our stuff and then gave props to other people. So what we have to do is first do the one, do the knowledge, understand what we're dealing with, know who we're dealing with, know self first. Understand that we're not African Americans. We're original people everywhere. We're the original man. We're the original people. So once we get that part established, then we can have a proper foundation to build on. That's the first thing. We have to know that we're not Africans. We're not Americans. We're originals. And we're the first people of all people. Now, the theory of out of Africa, well, you know, that was an overstanding for how things have developed. But the fact was that there was all one land. There was only one people. That was us. Now, through time and through different eras and through different experiences, you know, mutations have happened. When you don't have sunlight to contend with, you know, that's not an issue. So people change. You know, so that's one of the theories that has come up as far as how to explain the difference in types of people. But the whole thing is that now in the present time, we have to understand that we must have self-determination. We must know for ourselves what we want. That's where we are now. We have to want for ourselves what every other people have for themselves, and that's control over their lives. If not, we'll always be somebody's whipping post. We'll always be somebody's slave. We'll always be somebody's prisoner. And that can't happen anymore. We cannot pass that on to the next generation. We have children who are coming up seeing this, and they can't respect it. That's what the biggest problem is. We can't get the respect of our children if we don't do what's respectable. They shouldn't respect us. If we don't stand up for them, if we don't fight and die for our manhood and our womanhood, we're not men and women. Simple as that. You won't get respect of a man if you don't do what a man does. A man stands and fights for his. Win, lose, or draw. Win, lose, draw. Now, you have to be strategic. I'm not telling you to be no damn fool, but I'm telling you to fight.
Oh, my God, no.
Don't just lay down. And that's what a lot of people have done. A lot of people have said, you know what, we can't win, so why fight? Well, you can't win if you don't fight, that's for sure.
Wow.
I ain't never seen nobody win a fight that they didn't get in the ring for. You got to get in the ring.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you got to get into the ring. You got to be in the spirit. You got to have the fighting spirit. If you don't have that fighting spirit, there's no way to win.
Right.
So
okay.
That is the biggest thing. We have to have warriors. They have damn near deleted the whole warrior class.
Okay, then. Let me stop right now. I may take a little station break here, but as y'all know, we're coming right back with Available Money, and then we're going to let some of our other normal, comprehensive guests come on here and talk to us a little bit about what's going on. But before we leave, Bo Money, tell me this. So a fighter in your atmosphere, what does fighting entail? I mean, talk to me about that. What is that? And then we're going to go to commercial break. What does fighting mean?
Fighting entails resistance. Simple as that. You have to resist. You just can't allow somebody to come in and dictate to you who you are and what your role is. You have to determine that for yourself. You have to resist anybody labeling you other than you.
Okay.
Simple as that.
So you have to have a self-reaching, self-motivating stance then, right? You don't worry about what somebody else think or say how you should react. I'll be right back, y'all.
Hold on.
This is Baba Wichafa, father of many nations.
If you're thinking about selling a house anywhere within about an hour of Oklahoma City, this message is specifically for you because...
Oh, yeah, y'all hang on with me now about another 35, 40 seconds. I ain't bull corner tonight, man. I mean business. So we're back here, Baba Wichafa. We got to be smooth operators in order to let this wicked white supremacist government know that we mean business with a capital B. Tonight we're talking about self-autonomy and the need to establish our own communities, our own education centers, economic centers, our social centers, and any other center that grants us the independence that make us viable and strong and talented to withstand the challenges of the wicked government officials who seek to hold, maim, destroy, and prevent us from moving forward. All right, Sister Mayat, what's up with you over there? I was talking to Brother Bomani there. He can't get to me. He can't jump on me because we're miles away. But anyhow, what's going on?
Okay. Okay.
What's going on?
You had mentioned we do have to know ourselves. That's one big thing. I'm a person that always pushes that because someone that does not know the agenda and what we're pushing for, what we fight for, out here is going to be totally lost to what we're talking about. So that's one big thing, introducing it to them and really showing them the value in history and, you know, our great leaders before us and, you know, just our agenda and what we stand for. That's the first step. Second step is, you know, you put that together with actually presenting actual plans, the actual benefits of what we're pushing for and progressing for here, you know, whether it's globally, whether it's locally, you know, it's going to all start locally with our, you know, our leaders, you know, people that, you know, are pro-black and stand for the movement.
Yes.
In general. So it's very imperative that we do know ourselves as leaders, and also we teach that and instill that in, you know, our community as much as possible, because the more people that we can get on this same agenda, the faster, the bigger we can grow, because
yes.
times are not getting any better. And, you know, people are starting to question, you know, what's going on, question certain things that, you know, or certain laws that are being passed, certain, you know, things that are happening to them. So it's best to make everybody aware. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, gets them to thinking about future, you know, about future plans. Do I need to, you know, support, you know, what's going on, you know, because
mm-hmm.
this is not only a liberation for, you know, us, you know, it's a liberation for, you know, the black nation on a big scale. If we do it here, Africa is empowered. You know what I mean? The homeland is empowered. Even if we are global people, that's still
wow.
our home. That's still where everything started at, whether we migrated here or not. You know what I mean? So that's my whole, you know, my whole take on it is the education portion and then actually following that.
So let me ask you a question then. To make this a virtual reality, what are we going to do, y'all, as far as self-sustainability, self-government? Y'all got to know now, only we did democracy even before the Europeans stole us and brought us over here, and we made America even before they were here, and we made America what it is today. You're still going to have some kind of organized, established foundation. So on the cornerstone of that, Mayat, are we going to need a president, a vice president, a treasurer, and all the stuff like this that we see the foundations currently up under? What's your thoughts on that? No rights or wrong now, so how have you come with that? What do you think?
I mean, of course, we're going to need leaders. We're going to need people in all the important positions. That's why it's imperative not only we reach out to the community, but we also reach out to other leaders, whether it's farmers, whether it's, you know, some politicians
uh-huh.
that are on the same agenda as we are, because there are some out here. We need to reach out to them and communicate with them, because those are the ones that have the knowledge to run those positions when we establish, you know, our own government, our own system.
Mm-hmm.
We need people that are knowledgeable in those positions in order to fill those and to keep us afloat. So
right,
is
right.
necessary in
you
their
know,
own way.
That is so great. So if you had an idea, if you had a start, then we're going to come back and talk to Sister Tamiko. She thinks she's slick. I see a number. You can't hide from me. I see it. But if we had to start, what do we start, my sister? Where do we start? Then we're going to let Sister Tamiko finish it on the end.
We start in our own neighborhoods. I mean, really, that's where we need to start, is right in our own areas. If I'm here in Oklahoma, me and Michael Washington's here in Oklahoma, and somebody else is in, you know, Michigan or whatever, it's the you
wow.
that starts that journey for someone else, and we'll all eventually link together. We will all eventually come
Woo.
Together, but individually we have to impact our neighborhoods, because, you know, we're right there next to them. We're in arm's
wow.
distance and reach of them.
Man, you are on point right there. So what you're saying is that we are the life source of one another, as I had mentioned earlier as well, meaning if you and I in Oklahoma, then a brother and sister in Michigan, Tennessee, or Texas got to be doing the same exact thing that we're doing down here. So when we come together collectively, have at least a what you call a foundation set up to where we at least have one person from every state on an international committee to further progress. So let me stop here, y'all, right quick. I got to take a station break because I'm having fun. Y'all trying to start some of that Sade tacos there, not letting me move. Oh, man, y'all trying to shout tonight, man. I can't sit still. My good, wonderful, brilliant people out there in radio land. This is Baba Wetapa right here, host with the most, and we're talking about self-autonomy, self-respect, independence from this wicked, vile government of the United Snakes of America, and we're talking about the need in black folks finally standing up and accepting their responsibility as being the leaders, providers, and doers within their own community. All right, y'all. Peace, one love. All right, Sister Tamiko, come on. I ain't scared of you now. Like I said, I might be hit by
Sister Tamiko goes, can I say one more thing? I want to chime in on where do we begin? We begin with withdrawing our consent to be governed. That's the beginning. We have to understand that we're under this by consent.
Okay.
We have registered to vote. We have submitted ourselves to their jurisdictions. We have pled in their courts. The thing is, we're going to have to stop allowing them to have jurisdiction over us. And that starts with taking jurisdiction back, withdrawing our consent to be governed by them and to govern ourselves. That's where it starts.
Okay.
And she's right. It starts on the local level. You start in your own community. You go to your neighbors. You get them to withdraw their consent. You get them to sign a petition to withdraw their consent. That's where it begins, in your community, in your neighborhood. Start with you first. Put your name on the top line, and then ask people to allow you to help them withdraw their consent from the present situation we're in, and let us establish our own. That's where we start first, with withdrawing our consent to be governed by our historical oppressors.
Ooh. I mean, Sister Tamiko, what's your thought on that? Are you there? If not, we can come back to it. You know, well, my brother, you know what? I absolutely agree wholeheartedly with you. Anybody else that's on the line that wants to speak, I recognize a couple of numbers, and then those are a couple of them I don't recognize. But anyway, anytime you want to, just chime on in, y'all. We're just having a little intellectual stimulation tonight, and we're just letting everybody know that, again, this is your show. We want to come to some resolutions. I don't just want to have a show. I want us to come here get fed, get that knowledge, get that understanding that's going to propel us into the future so that 50 years from now we can sit back and let others come in and sit in the seats that we're sitting in and say, hey, this is what our founding fathers left behind for us in commemoration for their involvement into their mainstream of their excellence. This
now
is what
tight.
I want everybody to know. We need to network, y'all. What do you do when you network? Everybody's doing something. I mean, somebody's cooking, somebody's cutting the grass, the next person is washing the windows, and the next person is doing the laundry. So where it's enough, all of us go, so when we decide to go down and do our studies, you don't have to worry about, hey, is this finished or that finished? No one person working too hard. We all, listen carefully, y'all, if we stay in our lane, there is no question that we can be successful. I'm not going to come and try to be a mechanic, and I do carpentry. I'm going to mess somebody's car up. You know what I mean? But in reality, in retrospect, what I do is I'm a social, political activist, and I do legal work. So we have that area covered up in our law. Laws are essential to our independence, y'all. I want y'all to understand that. But now, are y'all ready for this one? I have personally broken down Caucasian's mindset of the law and what it usually means. Now, I know a lot of you don't know just yet, but now if you got your pencils ready, it ain't going to take long. You heard it from me first, and this is why this wicked government hates that Michael Washington even existed. Number one, when you hear the word law, you have to realize L stands for land. That's land. If you didn't have land within which to commit crime or whatever, then the law would be useless, wouldn't it? They don't teach you that in the school books. They don't teach you that in the synagogues or the churches. They don't even teach it in the secret societies. It's only a few of us who've been blessed to expose these dummies for who they really are. And that gives me a step ahead of the rest. Now, so when you got the land, then you have the A, which stands for the authority. Okay? So the land from which laws are made, it becomes the authority because man rules and laws are designed to be broken on a whim, a daily basis. But it has to have a substance by which it's created. So now watch this here. So when you got the land and you have the authority, then you know you need the W to complete the phase. Now you're talking about the word. How can it not be? In the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh. Come on, y'all, them people are not by accident. Everything is designed methodically by these folks. And we, in turn, have to be able to break this knowledge down so that we can turn and see in the inner changes and inner sanctum of the trap set for us. Okay? So now that you know law is not just law, hell, these people already know what the hell they meant. That's why they break them and create them and do what the hell they want. Why? Because through land, it becomes the authority and becomes the word, right? If I say you can't jaywalk, it becomes a word, doesn't it? Come on, y'all. Well, what we have to do now is to reestablish, reaffirm, and recalibrate what we're going to do as in the Western Hemisphere, sailing from the Atlantic Ocean. Here we are now today. Let's quit talking about it, y'all. Let's be about it now. And those who don't want to be with us, oh, well, man, you're going to become a casualty of war because you're not going to stop us, even though Master's using you to do that. Come on, Sister Maya, talk to me. What you think about that?
I totally agree with that. You know, it makes perfect sense when you explain the law portion, you know, without land. I mean, what is law? You know,
come on.
To be honest.
Come on.
Now, and you're perfectly right on the fact that if you're not willing to, you know, let go of all of that, yeah, you're going to become a casualty of war. You know what I mean? Because we're on an agenda to liberate our people and to protect our people and to advance our people. And the oppressor's agenda is to do the total opposite and to, you know, to be all honest, is to destroy us. If he could, he, you know, they would do it, and they're trying to at every avenue at every point. So if you're not a part of the solution, you are part of the problem. And that is,
amen.
That is a harsh reality of what's going on here. But, you know, if you're not willing to separate yourself from that, then now, us people, the people that are on it and are trying to liberate our people, you become an obstacle for us when we're trying to, wake our people. You know, you got to go. And that's just the bottom line. Like, we can't do nothing with you, with you pushing their agenda further up on us. Like, what do you want to do? How, are you concerned about your own liberation as a black person? You know, that's when it becomes personal, and that's when, our people have a chance to wake up and decide they don't want to.
Yes.
It's like, I'm not going to keep beating a dead horse that doesn't want anything better than what Master is giving them. I'm not going to do it.
Amen. Now, you see, that's what I was talking about. Remember when I was telling everybody, if you don't have a heart to take a challenge, then you're going to continue to be whooped and move about like a robot. Master sees your significance and importance here in America, y'all. Why do y'all think today that sucker realizes that with the vote we can win, but in his system you're never going to win because he can change the law that you see when he gets ready. So we have to now have our own agenda, our own system of government, nation within a nation. Something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke about, regardless of what you may say about the man, he has very revolutionary, workable ideas. Y'all go ahead and stop me when you get ready. Y'all know I like to ramble on like you started.
This?
I told you I'm on fire tonight.
What about this? Now,
I'm not playing.
The land, the authority, and the word are definitely part of law, part of controlling what we have. Now, we have dominion. We have dominion over the land, and we have access to the air and the water. But we have to make the most of these things. Whoever that is with the background, please mute yourself. So these are the things that we have dominion over. These are things that we can control once we take control. But we have to take control of ourselves first.
Yeah.
So without self-control, there's no control of nothing else. You have to be able to control your thoughts, your cravings, your urges, your desires. This is the part of being mature and developing yourself. You know, you got to develop your skill set. So all these things come with law. But you got to be the law over yourself first. Because if you can't discipline yourself, it doesn't even matter. You won't have any control over anything.
Absolutely.
So the fact that we have land already right now that we are on in over 1,200 different cities, towns, and areas right here in the big old United States, we already in possession. Now, once we take back our consent, it can be done overnight. It's not going to take a long process. It's going to take an assembly once we have the numbers. Once we have 51% of the area in which we're targeting any territory, once we get 51%, we become the majority, and therefore we have rulership. That's all it takes. It doesn't take – it don't take no guns. Violence can't do it. If you do it with violence, you become an oppressor, and then you become my enemy. So it doesn't matter about color. I don't care what color you are. I'm dealing with righteousness. Nobody's going to put it down on me. Nobody's going to put it down on my family.
Yes.
If you do, you got action. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Yeah, amen. I mean, you look, that's exactly the kind of conversation I like talking about, man, to revolutionary stuff. The oppressor will no longer be allowed. And when I say oppressor, he just ain't got to be white, pink, purple, orange, or gray. As Sister Maya said a while ago, and if you come in and trying to, if we make three steps and you come in and try to take one step away from us, that's distracting to us. Therefore, you're going to have to be dealt with immediately and on the spot. We're not going to talk about why you did it or, hey, let's go to court. Your court is at that moment, man. We got to let these people know self-preservation is the first law of nature, man. Whether you like it or not, you're not going to stand in our way. Bottom line, we're not going to bother you, so don't interfere with us. We're not trying to stop what you're doing. So leave me alone. I can't do your work in mine, too.
Hello?
Go ahead.
All right. My name is Bo Vitt, and I'm calling from Alabama. And,
hey, all right, brother. What's going on?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well, brother. Thank you. Thank you. This is the show. This is your show. Hey, talk to me, brother. You got it. Talk to me.
All right. I've been listening to everybody, and I think everybody got great ideas. And for my study of the system, I've learned that the two primary pillars of it, when you're dealing with the foundation, is capitalism and the perception of white supremacy. If you notice, I said perception.
Uh-huh.
So in the first instance, in order to combat what most people call white supremacy, is, again, as the brother said earlier, we have to engage in knowledge of self and who they are. And our perceptions have to change, as opposed to saying, okay, well, let's march and try to get things changed through law or through protest, and say, hey, let's stop worrying about what they're doing, and let's pay more attention to what we're doing. And once those perceptions start to change as far as our inferiority, then things begin to change naturally, because everything starts in the mind. And as the sister said earlier, we need people of all fields of study and disciplines, whether they be politicians, scientists, logistics, people that understand logistics, computers. We need everybody to bring their skills to the table. The other side of it is dealing with capitalism. Again, during my studies, I've been able to formulate a plan I like to call capitalism in reverse. And in order to state the importance of capitalism, you have to look at what capitalism rests upon. Basically,
okay,
the laws of economics and the way economics work. Any two times you want to build anything, whether it's a nation or organization or even our community, we have to start with economics. Economics being a system of transacting, trade, and barter, building a labor pool, et cetera. Now, the idea I was able to formulate as far as that is concerned is what I like to call mutual investment groups. And for instance, 1,000 people decide to come in and pledge $50 a month for 10 months.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's $500,000 that could be placed into
an
account.
Okay.
With a fiduciary overseeing you. And maybe along with a blueprint for a corporation, we can get a dollar for dollar loan. Now, obviously, we're going to have to have people who are known for being trustworthy, maybe a face among our people, to speak up to say, hey, this is legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay? And once we do this, then we look at the needs within a particular community, whether that be a mechanic shop, a daycare,
yes, sir,
a health food restaurant, if we buy land, houses, et cetera. But this is where we have to start. We have to start rebuilding ourselves and our communities economically. And in those ways, then we're able to drive down the costs. We're able to create jobs. We're able to, make more things affordable, the things that we actually use and actually need, and we're spending money in our own community. See, so I don't want to overtake
Absolutely.
The conversation, but those are my
awesome.
Thoughts.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, you made some very, very valid and very important points, and I'm sure a lot of us already recognizing. Now, let me ask you this here. Now, we know capitalism is a formation of imperialism, which is why the Caucasian use that system, that economic system, to control the whole world. So do you think it's best to accept a capitalist point of view or a socialist point of view? What do you think about it?
I think it's best to learn from nature. And nature teaches us both.
Okay.
For instance, when you're dealing with capitalism, think about the food chain. One thing eats the other. And it goes on and on like that. But the thing about the food chain in nature, when a thing eats on that which it is designed to eat, it doesn't eat too much.
Mm-hmm.
In this way, that thing that it eats is allowed to regenerate itself. So, in that sense, what I mean is like, for instance, we open up these businesses. We're not in it for a major profit. We're in it so that people can make gainful wages. They can have gainful employment. So prices can be low, et cetera.
Gotcha.
As we make minimal profit, then we begin to expand.
I thought the definition of capitalism was the private ownership of the means of production. Am I wrong?
No, that's the purpose. Go ahead. Talk for him, brother. Go ahead, brother. Alabama.
If you're defining it based upon the English dictionary. But see, that's just the thing.
I mean,
we have to begin to define things for ourselves.
No, I mean, I want to go with what the system has been established on, so we can understand what we're dealing with, not what we want to deal with, but we're dealing with the private ownership of the means of production, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what capitalism is. So socialism would be the collective ownership of the means of production.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Capitalism. That's a part of it. Now, in that sense, okay, let's look at what the Chinese call the blooming lotus. And the basic premise of the blooming lotus is to defeat your opponent from within. So in that sense, yes, we would be using maybe their banks or their trucking systems, et cetera, to move supplies back and forth, or maybe doing business downtown at the Chamber of Commerce. But in actuality, the results, based upon our intentions, are something totally different than what we're taught in America, which is to do good for yourself and forget the people behind you.
Mm.
But we're defeating them from within.
Okay. So
I agree with what you're saying as far as that, and I can see your perspective, because we can't blindly walk into this like, you know, nothing is going on. We can just establish our nation and with no worries or concerns about what's going on around us, because we have to know. We have to be secure, for one, in our plan of what we are going to do, and two, we have to know there from front to back in order to manipulate their outcome for us. So I totally understand what you're saying.
I'm gonna speak real quick, but I didn't mean to cut nobody's wisdom. Okay, my name is Corey, right? I'm from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. All right,
come on,
I didn't mean to cut nobody. How you doing? Okay. I was listening to everybody on this, and honestly, I respect everything everybody's saying, you know what I'm saying? But the only way this thing could change, what's going on with black people in America all over the world, is that we got to change the way our kids or how our people look at the law. Everybody won't be lawyers. Everybody won't be doctors. We need more black judges. We need – that's what – because people talk about
– we definitely need that.
The people talk about petitions. Guess what? We're going to the slave masters who created these laws, because they know as black people we are the engine of getting the world where it's at, not just the slave states in South Carolina or in the United States of America. We are the engine all over the world. So guess what? What we got to do is we got to now put the energy in our kids and people who are already lawyers that's black. We got to go to them and say, look, the only way we can change the system, you got to be a part of the system and being a solicitor in the thing. You got to go to the judge. And being a lawyer ain't going to do it. You got to become a judge. We need more black Supreme Court judges. So we got to change how our kids being taught. And not only that, we need money. To change things, we need money. And guess what? The only way we can get money, we reverse the system and live off the way they've been living off of us. And that's the live off the insurance money that we allow to have at the cash value. You know what I'm saying? We're steady waiting 2 years. So you take the money off the insurance when you're living, because you got your death value and you got your life value while you're living. Free money, compound interest. And the name of it, I'm going to give it to y'all. Y'all can look yourself. It's a fixed insurance and not basic, because you can need the money to push the community, you know what I'm saying, in the right direction. So guess what? We're taking insurance that they live off of us. We know it. We know it now. Learn their way of living because that's how they made it. They made it off of us. It's our turn to learn how they live.
Yeah, you got to think like the wicked devil to get his ideas exposed. I understand what you're saying, man. I mean, you know, if you don't, if you can't think like a revolutionary, how you gonna be one? If you can't think like a devil, how you gonna actually triumph along what they're doing?
How you gonna be one?
You're absolutely right.
And the name of the source is this. If y'all got a pencil, the name of the source that it's called Life Insurance Supplement Rider, and the other one is Additional Life Insurance Rider. And what it do is it have access to the cash value earlier, within 30 days, instead of waiting 2 years, after 2 years. And then it's a low compound interest rate. And then it allows you to maximize the cash cycle. What you would do, you would take that money, free tax money. If you wait about 2 years, let's say you spend $10 on life insurance. You wait 2 years, you will have $270,000.
Man, y'all trying to, hey, you know what? Y'all keep talking.
Hold on. Hear me out. Here's something real quick. We can't use Clarence Thomas anymore. Clarence Thomas has failed us. People in the system, you can't come into a system to change it. Let's look at history. People who defeated their enemy didn't join the enemy. They fought against it. The colonists didn't join England. They fought against them and won. Haiti didn't join France. They fought against them and won. We can't do anything other than that and expect to win. You got to use what works. What you're talking about is reform. We need revolution. We need our own system. We understand politics is what builds economics. It's politics. It's the policies that people make dictate economics. That's where banks come from, due to the policies.
All right. Hold on, y'all. We're going to come back with you, Bomani, and brother from St. Louis. South Carolina. All y'all, man, jump on in the show because, y'all, we're going to do part two next week. Y'all done started something tonight. I ain't talking to y'all no more. I'll be back. Baba, we talk.
You can get up in here, too. Brother Bomani, you hear Comrade Devin?
All right, y'all, we're back. We're going to talk about a little bit more about what's going on tonight. Man, y'all got me rocking and rolling tonight. We're going to keep talking about this here. I already put it for part two for next week. We still got time tonight, but I'm just letting everybody know. So we're talking about the brothers down in South Carolina. Before we left, Brother Bomani was talking about the need to establish our independence not by working with our enemy, but by actually deciding and measures without their being engulfed into our circle of finance, social politics, as well as economic measures. All right, this is Baba Witafo. Y'all want to go ahead and continue where you were a while ago? Brother South Carolina, you still on the floor as well.
Sure.
I'll definitely go ahead and start out by making sure that everybody understands actions are preceded by ideas. You have to have a thought first. And if you don't believe you can do something, there's no action coming behind that. So you have to first believe in yourself. We have to first believe that we can govern ourselves and that we will protect each other. That's the first thing. So then we can understand that we can sit down and put policies together for ourselves. Human capital. You got to understand what human capital is. That's what they understand. That's why they give us birth certificates. Each one of us, according to your birth certificate's worth, is $10 million. That's your lifetime expectancy to bring income. That's what they're using as credit, not money. There's no money in America. All, take your money out. Look at that. That's a debt note. You're trading debt. That's not money. According to the Constitution, Article 1, Subsection 9, it says gold and silver. Gold and silver are for currency. Other than that, there ain't no money. We're dealing in this debt notes. Now, we can change that, but that's on us. We can decide once we withdraw our consent and establish our own systems on a local level, then we'll have our own jurisdiction from which we can do business internationally.
So, you know why
it's on us.
Do you know why silver and gold? Gold really is not losing its currency, but you know why the liquidated money is losing its value? It's losing its value because everybody's getting into crypto. Crypto is money that the government cannot control. Crypto,
I need to hear about it.
Yeah, crypto, they cannot take tax out of crypto. Everybody needs to learn crypto. Our kids need to learn crypto. People need to learn crypto because once we learn crypto, the government is fucked up. There won't be no more wars. They go off of tax money, currency, paper dollar. That's how they control the world. Off of taxes, pay a dollar all over. So once we teach them the system of crypto, the government got to come to us if they want to go to war. Can we please just, can y'all loan us some money? Nah, we ain't on y'all shit. Why? Because crypto cannot be controlled by the government. So once you learn how to get the money, then we can build our own community. You can't go to nobody who broke right now and say we can build our own community. You can't go no. We do need money now. And they're giving it to us. You just got to know how to get it. They give it to us.
What is crypto backed by?
Crypto is a way.
What does it show as value?
Crypto is what, can you say crypto is value right now? It depends on what type of crypto you're getting into. Like the best one is Kroger's. You know what I'm saying? You might get in Tesla. You might get in Belk. You might get in Google. It's different type of crypto, you know what I'm saying, that you get into. You see what I'm saying? You just got to know the market like I. That's why I'm speaking while I'm speaking. The government don't control that. We can take over the world if we keep our black people about crypto because it's tax-free money.
What?
And the right company, you know what I'm saying?
It's adopted. When a people adopt a currency, that's what makes it valuable. That's what happened in America. And what happened to the U.S. dollar back in 1913 is when it became the currency, when the Federal Reserve Act was put into play. That became the currency for America. Before then, it was greenbacks. Abraham Lincoln came out with the greenback, and it's been going through upheavals ever since. It was under the gold system. But the thing is about the economics of the system today is that the American dollar has been continuously losing value because of what they consider infinite banking. Now, you got to understand these terms. You got to do your research on this economic system. Now, this economic system has several legs like an octopus. It's central banking at its worst. So you got to understand the central banking system so we don't repeat these same mistakes. Now, crypto is very interesting.
How am I going to get
some
of that money?
Respect. Okay, respect, right?
I want to know how I'm going to get some of that money.
Oh, I'm going to tell you the easy way to get the money. The easiest way to get the money, first, if you want to get some serious money, is change your insurance policy. When you change your insurance policy, you get actual cash value right away. And it has a compound interest rate. You got to set it to it. You don't want no less than 5% interest, or what you call a ROI. Let's say if you buy a $10 life insurance, okay, in 2 years from now, like I said, you will have $270,000 cash value compounding money, because what is compound? It's interest on interest. That's free money.
Wow.
Tax. The government can't touch that money because that's tax-free money coming from your insurance. Then you will take that money because it's a life insurance and invest into other things like buying other businesses, buying houses in the community to give people houses to live in. It's free money, and it's compound. You're never going to hurt, and your death value is going to always be the same. Even you can go and get money out of your death value. I can tell you, I can teach you all that. All you got to do is work like that. That's what you do first. You learn how to get the money the way they get the money. These white people living off their insurance. We living off of struggling. We work, we bust our ass. That's why I ain't doing it. Back in the day, they would come and sell insurance. How many, remember back in the day when we was young? You see all white people trying to sell insurance in the black people neighborhood. You know why? Because they were doing what I'm teaching y'all now about your, you know what I'm saying, your PUA on your insurance to where you can get your money to invest into your life. They living off of our money. They taking our social security number, making us feel like, oh, we got a good insurance. The whole time, they're doing what you call, you know what I'm saying, they got business insurance on life, insurance, rider support, you know what I'm saying, supplement rider. You got
well,
to change
underwrite.
Your get your money.
Well, I'll tell you what I've done, y'all. I put, this is so interesting to me, and I want us to move forward because, like I say, I got a part two coming up next Saturday. So, brother, South Carolina, you were talking about the other stuff that you were talking about, cryptocurrency, different other stuff. So you were talking about insurance. Tell me a little bit more about that. And everybody else jump in, y'all. We'll get ready now because, like I said, this is all our show. But I want to let everybody know I want to take something. So far, I'm taking something positive. Oh, man, y'all lit me up for real. I didn't know nothing about it. I'm just going to keep it real, man. I don't know about economics. I don't know about mechanics. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I am willing to learn. And when you have a door open, a window, to admit where your fault or shark falling short, that makes you one of the best leaders in the world because once I do learn, though, you better watch out, man. You can't tell me no then.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? So we definitely want to continue this conversation. Yeah, we still got time, but now, self-autonomy, brother, anybody, Myad, Tamiko, somebody,
let me say something. Now, I normally just sit back and listen. To gather up information and also to share my opinion upon what's being said. Now, back to the topic, I'm on topic but off topic at the same time. We cannot jump the gun and just, say whatever, we live here in the United States, forget everything that's going on around, then we're all going to just gather up in the park and just call it. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't do that. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me put some
hold on,
in
speak now. Yeah, we had to pull it. Don't give time to speak.
On.
You had to pull. Go ahead.
We're going to have to establish a plan, and it's going to have to be strategic because the oppressor is not sitting around just saying we're just going
to
do
it. Who's that? Do I need to cut your mic off or watch you speaking, man? Let's come on. Talk to me.
Yeah, they're not just sitting around saying, hey, we're just going to throw this attack at the black community and go on. No, they've planned. They have set for years. They have established a plan, and we cannot move forward unless we establish a plan. We cannot just throw out the fact that we are living here as as U.S. citizens underneath this government, and we have to maneuver within this. It's not something that we're going to be comfortable with. It's not something that we're going to want to just embrace. But at the same time, we have to learn to work the system against them in order to establish what we are trying to do. That is the thing. So, yes, it's good to withdraw our consent, and it's good to, establish, a different set of currency. But if we don't have a plan and we're all just going from one point to the next, without establishing a solid strategic plan of how we are going to go about this, then we are going to look like we're just scattered all over the place. And that's what they think that we do now is being scattered all over the place. Some of us want freedom. Some of us want to still be under master. Some of us want to integrate. We all have to get together and figure out what we are going to do as a nation. And we're going to have to pick and pluck through the ones that want to be a part of it and work through
all
of this. But we have to know our enemy, and we have to know that he is not stupid. He or she is not stupid. They've been playing.
Oh, no, people got a lot of sense.
They have put out
really?
Here. So we have to be smarter than they are. So
all righty. A very beautiful, valid point you made there, Sister Maya. And until we go ahead, brother, now somebody else wanted to say something before she finished.
Let me follow her up. I agree wholeheartedly with you, ma'am. And again, the best place to defeat a thing is from within itself, because that's where your power, that's where the power within that thing expresses itself. You have to get to the power center. Now, to put it
give us an example in history how that's worked. Who has defeated the enemy from within?
Let's speak. Come on, Bomani. You get next. Come on, bro.
Let's take the Vietnam War. One of the tactics that the Viet Cong used were to watch the U.S. planes and where they would land. And they would kind of sneak up on them and get right up under them as they embarked off the planes. And as soon as all of the U.S. soldiers got off the planes and started setting up their camps or whatever, that's when the Viet Cong attacked. The reason why is because the U.S. soldiers could not call for air support. Because if air support would have came dropping bombs, then they would have killed their own soldiers. So you have to get right up on your enemy in certain situations. Now, you spoke of Haiti, right? And you spoke of the American colonialists. But let's look at a key difference between those situations and our situation. In the situation with the Haitians, they basically were in their own country before the Europeans came. And the American colonialists, they basically controlled the colonies. The only thing they really did was pay taxes to the English. But they basically already had control. We don't have control.
They're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you speak about money, understand how the country works. The strings are pulled through power, not money.
Policy.
Money buys power. Again, we have to start with economics. One, on our side, to rebuild our communities by pooling our money together to buy those things that we need in the community.
I agree with that.
The furniture, refurbishing plant, a salon, or whatever it is, and drop the prices low. And
okay.
That way we
check
the inflation of the American dollar. We check inflation. Okay.
Come on. Let's speak. I'll be getting my more time. Y'all about 15 minutes. Come on, brother. Who's that?
I want to speak on this real quick, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. This is what I'm saying. Here's the plan, right? This is the plan I'm looking at as. The best way to attack our enemy is to attack with something that they always trying to keep us away from for many years. And that's money and knowing the system. You know what I'm saying? And the first way to get them, we need to come up with a type of class to teach our community about, you know what I'm saying, crypto. I'm still going to stand firm enough on that crypto. I'm not changing.
I'm on
that.
Ram Zoo got that.
And we need to teach them, and we need to teach the community. We need to have a time, a date, whatever, to where we need to teach the community about insurance. Insurance of money that they have asset to.
Okay.
Once the black community knows
Ram
how,
got that on lock.
Once we get down on Smash, then we got enough money to start a class to teach our kids to become judges. That's all we want. We want judges. We don't want no lawyers. We don't want no police. We want judges. We will start a big. We will buy up a community center somewhere, and we will teach. We will teach nothing but straight judges.
Okay. All right. Now, who's out there saying something just now? Come on, y'all. We got about 15 minutes, but I'm trying to get everybody in. Somebody was saying something more as you were speaking. Who was that?
I don't know, but I want to speak up. This Queen X, how everybody doing?
All right, good. Yeah, oh, no, you want to come out of woodwork on me, huh? Yeah, because he said I ain't going to let you catch me, but I'm cool.
No, I'm just listening.
Yeah. Go ahead. Talk. You know, it's your phone. It's your minute now. It's your time now. Come on.
Yeah, you said.
Okay, let us right quick. Then you get out to her, brother. Then you got my word. Out to her. Go ahead. Come on.
About the cryptocurrency and, you know, and all that. But, you know, and come on, we need money. But, you know, they could change the currency anytime. You know, they want to because right now we actually have two governments. We got the U.S. and then we got the USA. I ain't know if they got the alpha. They just say U.S. So we actually working under two governments right now. And with that being said, you know it's three Americas, the North America, South America, and Central America. So their banking system, there's 13 federal banks, right? Federal banks don't mess with money. The only thing they deal with is credit.
Right.
Credit. That's all they deal with. It's credit. So when we talk about, you know, changing the system and building our own and things of that nature, it's a whole lot that goes with that. And I was taking some notes now, so let me see. We talked about land, authority, and the word. Right.
Mm.
So we know, first and foremost, this is a spiritual warfare. We are the leader. So why should we have to take over something that we already are? I mean, we're going to have to do it eventually, I'm saying, but we got to recognize when you talk about self-knowledge, you know what I'm saying? We got to recognize who we are.
All roads lead to Detroit.
What we are.
Okay.
I'm saying who we are, what we are, where we come from, and where we going. So to say we got to have a plan, but first you got to know who you are and what you want.
Well, we sure got to need who we are for real. That's
exactly.
Important.
I mean, I don't know those four things. You're not living. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, the government's already treason on us, you know what I'm saying, with the birth certificates and so forth and the cards, you know, with the CUSIP number and all that. I mean, they're the debtors, really. We're the creditors. We got the money.
Well, that's
but
it, though. They're using us to make money off of. That's our body, our identification card. Y'all right about that. And I go agree for that.
All the time. You know, all the time. And so we've been made wards of the state. You know, with those birth certificates.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They give us a government of every state. You know, that's who's the landlord. That's what he really is, a landlord. Watch over.
That's what it is.
Watch.
I agree with that.
You know, what they call the misfits, which they consider us. You know, I'm saying, I don't like to use the N-word, but anyway, that's what they consider us. So, That's why they look down on
us. Yeah. Let's let brother speak here, y'all. We about to wind down then. But like I say, as y'all know, when we go off there, we still have about 15, 20 minutes. But go ahead. Come on, brother. You said something you want. Who was that trying to come in a while ago? Was that brother Detroit?
No, this is Alabama. I just wanted to add one more thing. If we really want to affect the power structure in this country, the power stratification system, we have to affect, again, the businesses and the corporations. When Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King organized those boycotts back in 1955, in less than 2 years, the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. That's how you affect the power structure here in this country. So therefore, we need to come together on some particular media website or forum or whatever to understand, do the research on who we need to boycott, because these businesses and corporations have lobbyists. They have direct access to the politicians that make the laws, that make the policies.
Ain't no question.
We don't necessarily have to run for office, affect their pockets, and we affect change. That's how it works.
Mm. You do know they print $1 trillion a day. They print $1 trillion a day, bro. They just did that this past year. There's no way you can affect their pockets. They can outprint you.
You start messing with their money. This is a fact. You start messing with their money, then it starts getting them all riled up. And
well, get upset,
then. They get upset. They get all confused.
Do
they don't know what to do. Once you start pulling that away from them, because
you
they look
money,
at it as their power. They look at it as their power. And they
yeah, that makes me mad about the rest of my money. What the hell you think I'm talking about? I'm mad now. Shit, I know I ain't going to be upset.
Can I speak real quick?
You make me mad now. And then with me, my reparation won't give them to me. Man, I need mine. Shit.
Ma'am Zoom Yonis got it on lock. Let's join the class.
Yeah, buddy. Come on.
Okay,
y'all got the phone. We got a little time. Go ahead.
All the questions. You got all the answers to the questions. Join
okay,
Ram Zoom Yonis.
We're
going to
get together. Come on, sister.
Let's
talk to me. What's up?
Yeah, she made a statement. She said, well, we stop messing with their money, that's going to be some problem. Or she said something about the bank is in control of our money. I want to speak on that part. When you get into crypto, the bank don't have nothing to do with that, because they have a thing called crypto wallet, where you can have your money going straight to your wallet, and the government don't have nothing to do with that. You got full power.
Oh, they
power
don't.
Of your money. The bank don't have to do with the bank.
Can I say something right quick on what the brother was just speaking of? That's where they're moving into the metaverse, the virtual reality.
Metaverse, okay, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, so they don't
I
need
heard
no
about
money.
That.
I mean, you don't need no money. You're gonna see $20 bills or whatever laying on the ground. You're gonna walk past it, because it ain't gonna be worth nothing. And we know that.
Woo! Really? Come to that point, y'all? Now y'all got me up here lightning rod. I mean, y'all teaching me something.
Oh, y'all talking about money? because they're about to flip it on y'all anyway. They go to the metaverse. But Walmart just sued 7,000 patents right now to go virtual. They don't even want you to come out of the house.
And the good thing is, they cannot take tax out of that money. They can, the government can't.
Right. Oh, they can't.
That money.
Oh,
that's why
they don't want you doing that then. Oh, for real?
No.
I didn't know that.
To get in crypto is legal because guess what? The banks would take your money and invest into crypto they sell. That's what the banks do. They put into the stocks. Yeah, that's why the dividends.
Cryptocurrencies.
Interest off your money. Anyway, they're making money off your money. That's why they want you to put it in there.
Okay.
Let me help you all out. Let me help you all out real quick. Check it out. Blockchain technology is what Bitcoin is based off of. Okay. Now they have a third generation blockchain technology, aka smart contracts. That's where things are going. Then you have the NFTs. Now, let's just go back to the blockchain technology. Blockchain technology is what it's all based on, and that's memory. That's all that is. That's being able to link an account to be able to make sure that you have proper accounting that's either an open ledger, a public ledger, which is open, or a private ledger, which is closed. Those are the only two types of blockchain that there is. Now, once you understand the blockchain technology, then you can go ahead and develop a cryptocurrency. That's why they have these so-called tokens and coins, but that's a whole other discussion. That's we're putting the cart before the horse. The horse is the
man. Like Bitcoin,
the horse is the people.
Yeah, Bitcoin is nothing like crypto.
Hold on. Even Bitcoin, if the people don't adopt it, it goes nowhere. So the people are the power for everything. The people are the sovereign power for everything. You start with the people. Money, no. People first, yes. That's the only way. That's the only way anything has been established ever. You start with people, not money, nothing else, the people. So the people are the power.
The thing is,
what you have to start.
Across the board, when you look at people who've been into the NBA, the NFL.
Well said, on point.
All right.
They lose their money so quickly because they don't know how to handle it. So I agree with the brother. You start with the people. You start with a grassroots movement and get the people to build from the bottom. That's where you start with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And until we learn that, we're going to keep starting at the top and falling to the bottom.
They're not being taught. They're not being taught what they're supposed to
we
do.
We already there. We just need the people to come on, participate.
Come on together.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you have to create.
We already got the organization set up. Y'all come on and catch up.
Say, come on and catch up now.
Like,
hey, I agree with that, man. Y'all know what, man? This is very, like I said, everybody on tonight now. Don't forget, next week y'all come back and we're going to foster. We're going to put a little bit more mustard on the hot dog this coming Saturday with what you're already talking about because, y'all, this is a starting point. This is one of the most electrifying shows that we've had in a minute. Everybody talking about bitcoins and potato chips and apples and cornbread and all that stuff. Look, I like hearing about all that because I get hungry. You know what I mean? And I know, like I said, without the money, I'm not going to be able to put rent my house. Well, I own a house. I'm not going to be able to put mortgage my house or drive my car down the street or even buy me some meat out of the store. So, again, y'all, let's talk about how we're going to create from our own substance monies, put it into our kitty to work like they do, put aside our differences, and put the trust, reestablish the trust where it has been ruined throughout the auspicious slavery. I mean, this is the bottom line, y'all.
We already have the money. All we got to do is take control of the city. We got the city budget. We got the city money. We got the city assets. We got it. We just got to come together, organize, and take control of it.
Well, that's it. Organization. Okay. And I want to talk about that insurance next week that you talked about, too,
the
life insurance and all that. Because, I'm telling you, I don't know about the economics, because I would be in it. I need some help, so I'm ready to listen.
He said the key word, Mike. He said the key word. He said assets. That's the number one thing. The assets are the land. The land is the greatest asset that we have. Mm. Without the land, you can't feed yourself. You can't house yourself. You can't clothe yourself. So that's the number one asset is land, and we have it already. We're standing right on it, right where we are. Occupation.
We need to collect
you
it.
Occupy the land. Now you have to get an order. You have to have a territory first. That's the first thing.
a prescribed territory. Then you have to have the population on that territory agree to be governed by a group that can govern it, or an individual that can govern it, or a system that can govern it.
Right.
Those are the three parts
right.
that we need first and foremost. You need land, which is the number one asset, because the people will till it and produce from it. And then you need a governing body to govern the people and the land. That's the basis
about
of the
it,
nation.
No question about it.
Now, until people learn that first, then everything else is built
And we
on
need
that.
Enforcement. Enforcement.
Oh, yeah, definitely enforcement as well. Come on, man. All that. Hell, they showed us how to do it, man. Look how successful they've been at running the damn world today. So we already know, like I said, we can cherry pick off of them,
then
which is
already
ours anyway.
We need to be in our enforcement.
Yeah. But we're going to definitely be opposite. I mean, be like I said, man, the last should be made first and first should be made last, and that is us, okay? That's why they fight so hard to keep down voters' registration rights.
And we need to have our own policy
anything
officers.
Good to go,
we
that's
our
it.
Own officers.
Yes, I agree with you, bro. And the only way we can do that is establish our autonomy, which is self-preservation, self-preserving our own independence. We have to now listen carefully, y'all. Let me have a minute here. I gave y'all the floor. Let me just for a minute, and y'all can get right back. I believe, after listening to all of y'all, that we need a bit of taste of saute, capitalism, and socialism mixed in. You just can't work without it because the money, the capital, which is a private investment, private enterprise, which is what the imperialist white supremacists ran the world with. So the system is nothing per se wrong with. I'm not mad at anybody preserving their own. I get mad at people when they try to prevent me from preserving my rights. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at what they do, per se, on what they do. But when you step outside your lane and come over and interfere with me and my people trying to get what you already got, what you legally took from us through our hard work, sweat, tears, and death, then you got a problem now. So, again, y'all, we're going to have perimeters, walkie-talkies, and all that set up to where when we establish our communities, our cities within the cities, then they know we mean business. Until we establish that, we're going nowhere fast, y'all.
Can I come in?
So, again, next week I want us to sit down and orchestrate it, strategize, manipulate, and come up with some degrees of what step we're going to take. We need to write down some notes, take pencils, and write, man, because this is real. The revolution has already started. It will not be televised. Come on.
Can I come in?
Come on. Come on.
Yes. When we go independent, we ain't going to need no money. We're going to go digital.
Oh, you know, digital money? What'd you say now?
Yes, sir. That's what it's going to anyway. That's what it is anyway.
Oh,
digital
okay,
money.
Digital.
All
right.
It's all on the card. I'll pin
it. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I think you're saying, yeah, credit cards and all of whatever. Hey, man, that stuff there is that's another way of handcuffing us, too, those credit cards and people got, man. I mean, that's not – we don't control that stuff. We need to have our own currency like y'all talking about doing, man. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. When you use their system, brother, man, they control everything. They can glitch it. They can cut it out the same day. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like I said.
We can put it on anything. We can put it on a piece of bubblegum paper. Just take it to our store, and our store got a warrant there, too.
Yes. I would like to,
so
we're like
going
to
need grocery stores. We're going to need hospital chains. We're going to need education centers.
We already
we're going
to
need everything like that that's sustainable.
We already put them every day. We already got them. We see them every day.
We don't have them.
We already got it. It's time to set up. Just take control.
But we don't run them. We do, and man, we are piggybacking.
But I would like to
piggyback what they give us, man. I'm talking about when we come in, we see a black face running, and a black face professor, doctor, physician, all that. I mean, I'm talking about black officers and all. I'm talking about our own community and sources. We're not going to call them police, though. All they're going to do is be peacekeepers. Run them suckers behind. If they come in our community, we're going to escort you in and escort you out. Bottom line.
We are all police.
I just said it, brother. That's what I'm trying to say. They got there, we got ours. This is what they're afraid of because we're establishing our independence, our firm foundation that they're not used to seeing. And you can best believe they've got their ears glued to the table because they know it's a rude awakening about to happen. Y'all might as well get ready. All right, y'all, let's get ready to go off in about 15 seconds. But y'all can keep talking just with there. This will be in my room, my private room, but we won't be on air, so you still can kick it. But anyhow, All right, everybody, this is Michael.
Okay,
this is Bob Mutapa. Thank y'all for joining us tonight, and we'll see y'all next Saturday. We're going to do a part two. This is yours truly. Y'all be blessed and have a great night. All right, y'all, we off the air, but we still can kind of talk. So, hey, man, this is very, man, I got to write this part two for make sure I don't forget this. This is, man, this is lightning.
Now, I did want to say something before I got.
Okay, come on.
The last thing I did want to say is the fact that we all play our individual parts, whatever talents or whatever that you specialize in, whether it be crypto, whether you be a doctor, whether you be a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
we all play our individual parts in this movement. So when I say know yourself and know all of that, yeah, know who
yes.
you are, where you came from, and the people that walked before you, and understand that they all stood in their own respective lanes. And they all shared their creative ideas to get us to this point. It doesn't matter the fact that their mistakes are broadcasted and we can do research to see what did not work for them.
Yes.
That is a part of doing our studies, to know what actually worked and what actually didn't work and in our respective areas. And also being knowledgeable of the fact that we are the minority here, no matter if we like it or not. But we have to maneuver and make sure that we make enough noise and that we put enough action into what we're doing in order to make that not matter anymore. And that's what I feel like the revolution is mostly about, is really honing on our individual skills in order to empower us. We have to have the respective fields, you know, of study.
Can I speak
in
next?
Our nation.
Yeah, just me and brother. Go ahead. Let us speak. You got it next. Go ahead.
We have to have our respective fields, you know, in the Black nation. So unity is key. Being able to cooperate, being able to communicate with each other. In order to affect change and being creative with our ideas. Everyone shared, you know, their individual ideas on the air. And I agree with each one of you in different ways because that, you know, each piece to the puzzle brings the picture all together. So I'm gonna say my piece, and I'm off to hear y'all until next time. I enjoy, you know, being on here like usual, sharing ideas, but eventually we have to put our foot down and we have to get things moving on the ground.
Amen. That's what I mean. We got to get it rocking and rolling, because if we don't, y'all, I mean, talk is good, but words without action indeed is nothing. You know what I mean? So we need to start getting it rolling and rocking, you know what I mean, so we can sit back, wake up, ready to put things into place, put the cross of the T's and dot our I's. You're absolutely right, Sister Maya.
I say you guys have a blessed night.
All right. Okay, brother, what do you want to say?
Everybody, you know, scared to die, and scared we gonna be dead, scared to die. You already considered dead in their system. You already considered property and dead. You know, like the straw man, your straw man, your birth certificate or whatever. Your business name is in all capital letters, all caps. That's the dead man, all caps. So you scared that you're going to die trying to get out of this system. You're already dead in this system. So,
wow.
Hey, like they say, let's get free or die trying.
I disagree. I disagree with that, right? And the reason why I disagree with that is because when you see capital letters, you see business. That's why it is capital letters, is business. But, you know what I'm saying? Like,
speak, bro.
Go ahead.
We have to use social media.
Marcus American National. How all the efforts and efforts is doing today.
All right, I'm good. What's up with
you? I'm doing good. That's the problem from Oklahoma. You probably remember me on the phone when I was in there talking about the blueprint.
I bet you're muffling. I can't understand you, Holly.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're a little slinky, a little close to your phone. Go ahead, though. I was going to try to pick it up.
What about now, Dave?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, you saw the music on the Zoom. My brother Gamani, invited me and stuff, and you was speaking.
Okay.
Well, basically, y'all know exactly what I got going on. Y'all talking about all the other stuff. All the other stuff is good to a certain extent, but the brothers and the sisters need to learn about attacking their bonds, keep these government official finances, and go for the council members at the Board of Commissioners office, and go for your governor, your mayor. They have a sworn obligation to protect the people. When they do not protect the people, once the people are in harm, they hate their corpus, then they're in violation. I don't do no arguing. I hate their finances.
I hear you.
How do they want to do it? They're all accountable. Title 18, United States Code, Section 3, accessory after the fact. Do y'all know that treason is a $1 million fine for treason against your own country under the Patriot Act of 803? That's Section 803 to be exact. You know,
okay.
As far as that, you know, they're proud to have foreign registration statements under Foreign Registration Act of 1938. Look that up. And it also comes with an attachment, which is called an anti-bribery statement. They're not supposed to be taking any funding from the county. And they're taking funding from the county by case-by-case basis every day. So you can go to the auditor's office and get their local judicial benefits. So I'll support you on their website. I got all the jewels I need to, you know, accomplish what you're trying to get. After that, you can go to the abutment's office, which they call the controller's office, and you can get their whole salary. If they're making anything over $50,000, yeah, you can get their W-2. You can add that to what they call the 3949A and the 211A. Those are whistleblower forms to the IRS. Once you report them to the IRS, you report them to the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS. And note this out. Do not speak about your case. Don't tell anybody about your case. That's nobody's business. Let them do their job. They're going to put the feds on them. The FBI, they're going to do all federal investigations. You speak on your case, telling everybody about your business, you're going to get your case dismissed, and you're going to miss what you're trying to accomplish. And that's getting these crooked officials up out of there. Your sheriff, when you go
crooked,
to
crooked, get them out of there, huh?
Be letting your sheriff know that under Title 28, United States Code Section 455, Section 4, it is illegal for a judge to have a bar license that is not required when they become a judge. That is practically wrong with this, and that's a high treason. So when you ask them 3 times, do they have a tax liability? The sheriff supposed to lock them up. Take money back. Come on, judge. What's the name? And lock them right on up. Because they know they're committing high treason. If you don't know the FBI,
that's what they do. Treason is. That's for real. I believe that.
Of course. And my brother right there from Oklahoma, well, he gets to it. He be at the Board of Commissioners on meetings and stuff with the council members and stuff. But when y'all come in there rocking with the information I got, coming in there with their co-signing bond, they going to do what the people tell them to do because they're not going to get sued. Their wives and stuff are going to get sued. Their husbands are going to get sued. Charlie Spencer versus Ronald Reagan, 1975. Y'all should want to check that out.
All right. I definitely, like I said, we'll definitely let you speak more on it because, brother, that's what I do. I go to them council meetings and stuff. Like, I let them know I am county commissioners and all that. You know what I mean? So you definitely talk to one of them that laid a light them up.
You know what I know about you, my brother? You're a strong brother. But just going up there and knowing the stuff that I know, man, we can dominate. Because, in fact, now they're going to take us serious when you start dealing with their finances. When you start playing with that money,
definitely. All right. Okay, we definitely got it.
You know this. They went to school for this, and if you see the ignorance of all this, you excuse no one.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing with them. I mean, because if you don't, they'll run all over. Because, like I said, they went to school to be sociologists and psychologists. You know what I mean? Liars and have proof of it. You know, so you're definitely right. Yeah, yeah. So Lexi, next week, maybe you want to come on here as well next week, brother. What we're going to do again tonight, next Saturday, and finish what we're talking about, and all the information that you got, we definitely want you to rotate it and breathe on us with that, because, like I said, anything that we can do, especially myself, I'm ready to go be armed and be ready to blow that damn place off the map, you know what I mean, with that knowledge and wisdom, and you know what I mean? And,
we can barely hear you, brother. We can barely hear you. Your communication is so bad. We can barely hear you.
Well, yeah,
we can barely hear you, brother. We can barely hear you. Yeah, you're talking yourself in a hole. Oh, okay, brother. You're going to have to do something different because you're taking up time and we can't hear you.
Are you outside somewhere? We can barely hear you. Yo, go ahead,
brother.
What's
saying,
up?
You sound like you're in a cup. Yeah, you got to do
something different. You got something on Go ahead, Bomani. You got something you speak on? Talk to me.
Yeah.
What's the
meaning of
that? She's trying to hide back there in the back like she's taking notes. You think I don't see a number?
We definitely have to put action. We have to put these ideas into action. And I'm definitely for order. We need to have order to these things. So we're going to have to organize. This is part of the work. This is the part of the work that our people have been doing. And now we just have to organize on the local level and agree with each other on how we're going to do things. See, nobody has it written in stone. It's not written in stone because that's not how it goes. It goes according to what we agree. When two or more are together, that's what it is. When you agree, you can't travel to the same destination in the same vehicle unless you agree. So that's the first thing. We got to get to come to the agreements. That's the first thing. So we need to agree on what method we're going to use, what we're going to strive to do first and foremost. So that comes together with meetings. We need to have some Zooms. We need to sit down. We need to get to know each other. We need to sit down and share ideas.
We need to get some Zooms together, for real.
Yeah. So I mean, this format is awesome, but this is a start. We have to take it from here. We have to establish a Zoom meetings. We got to get to know each other. We got to start building together with each other, and then we got to start putting these actions. We got to start putting these ideas to action.
I absolutely agree.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
From my end, the way I think is that whatever we decide to do as the first move, the move has to be practical. It has to be practical. And the thing is, like in the Art of War, Sun Tzu said, defeating your opponent on the battlefield is not the acme of supreme excellence. Breaking your opponent's resistance without having to fight him is the acme of excellence.
Wow.
And so with that being said, I think, again, we have to start think practically, and you got to think about it. The people are tired. Nobody wants to march. Nobody really believes in it. So, again, in the Chinese book on leadership and strategy, it says that the same thing that can be accomplished through action can be accomplished through inaction. And that's what I was talking about as far as the boycotts. The only thing we have to do is tell the people, look, if you want your people in prison to be helped by the laws changing, if you want more money coming into the community for community investment, all you have to do is boycott McDonald's. Just don't shop at McDonald's. That's
right. So, the heck with McDonald's, all them fools, man. They're just making a killing and giving all that old rough, nasty-ass meat and stuff, man. Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel you on
that.
You
got to think. These corporations.
Did you just say we
can get
out of prison by boycotting McDonald's? Did you just say that?
Say again? No.
Did you just say that we can get people out of prison by boycotting McDonald's?
No, listen to me, brother. That was just an example. Now, when you're dealing with let's talk about McDonald's. When you're dealing with a corporation like McDonald's, they have nationwide influence over politics.
Oh man, hell yeah.
In Washington.
Oh, man.
Okay, so now look at the other side of it. Who are their competitors? restaurants like Subway and Burger King. So say, for instance, we start spending less at McDonald's and more at Burger King, and we play both sides against the middle. Now think about it. If for that quarterly earnings report,
support black businesses. That'd be the thing that'll put money in our pockets and take it out of theirs off the top. We ain't got to boycott nobody. We got to spending money with our people. That's what we do on the economic front. But again, if we have policies in place that dictate our economics, there is no economics for us. That's what I'm saying. Politics is the first thing. We have to have policies that we agree to. That's what the people come in at. You got to have a knowledgeable population in order to get something done. Without knowledge, you can't do anything. Without the proper information, you won't know how to do it. So we need sit down and understand politics. We need to understand where the power comes from. It comes from agreement, consent. We've consented to what we're getting right now. You consented to have a representative vote for you. We consented to our people being prisoners because we submitted ourselves to these courts. So once we stop the submission to other people, then we'll be in position to govern ourselves.
I agree with that sentiment. The thing is, when you're dealing with a strategy and a timeline, that's a move that has to be made as a part of the end game. That has to be a move to be made a part of the end game. And again, I have to get on real quick, but this is what I was saying. If we start to spend more, remember now, it's not about money. It's about power. So if we start to spend more money with Burger King and less money with McDonald's, each does a quarterly earnings report, and McDonald's says, okay, we've lost $250 million. Burger King says we gained $250 million. At that point, McDonald's has to call everybody to the table, the CEO, the CFO, marketing strategist. Everybody has to be called to account to the shareholders. What's going on? Why are we losing money? At that point, that's when we send our people to make our demands to those executives at McDonald's to tell them, you tell your lobbyists to go to Washington, come to Alabama, come to Iowa, or wherever we are, and you tell them these demands, right? You come to them, and you
expect 1 minute, y'all.
In the same thing with Burger King, if you want to continue to get our money, then you go to Washington, you go to Alabama, et cetera, and you express our demands. We use their power against them.
Y'all, I got about 30 seconds. Look, you got to get ready to go, y'all. But, hey, we'll do this next week. Again, start at 8 o'clock, and y'all bring your ideas because, man, this was something. I mean, I'm really impressed by the knowledge that y'all share with me tonight. Man, I mean, y'all learned me something on economics that I didn't know about. I'm not ashamed to say that. Again, I'm ready to learn and see what the bitcoins and the whole works or whatever, cryptos or whatever those things is. And, man, I get ready to come out, y'all. But let me say this here. I thank y'all. I appreciate you, man. Y'all get ready to go. They're going to take us off right in about 5 seconds.
Can I say one thing?
All right, brother. Y'all talk. Take it easy.
All right. Let's say one thing before you go.